Hello again, racing fans. Thanks for joining me on A Sure Thing as we wrap up racing around the country on the weekend. Standalone racing on Sunday in KZN. We're in the capital, Pietermaritzburg, for a 9-race programme at Hollywood Bet Scottsville, where the first gets underway at 12:05. Hello again from me, Ravon Swift. Good to have you along for the preview of this meeting. And when I picked up the publication, my immediately fell on the date, 21st of September, and I immediately started singing my favourite Earth, Wind and Fire song, Do You Remember? 21st of September. Guess that song is probably going to haunt you also and play along in your mind for the rest of the day. But don't blame me. It's a great song, no doubt. And I'm sure that you will be hoping that that song is going to bring you a bit of luck, because that's what I'm hoping is going to be the case as far as this meeting is concerned for me. Because there are one or two horses that certainly stand out as far as I'm concerned. And then there are other races where we really need to play with a bit of cover. And being 9 races on the card, the exotics only start in race 2. But 5 minutes before race 1, you of course need to have on your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. Now, the first race on the card at 12:05 is a maiden plate for fillies, where 16 runners will line up for the opening event on the programme. And I'm looking no further than the favourite, number 10, What a Passion. Currently at 2.5-1 on HollywoodBets.net in the antipodes market. This also has been showing improvement in each and every one of its starts. Finished third last time out, beaten by Fascination, stayed on nicely at the business end of affairs, and the horse that finished behind it in fourth was a horse called Gorgeous Cape. Now that horse has subsequently come out and franked that form line, together with a horse that finished a little bit further downfield in eighth position, called De Flucher. That horse has also come out and won since then. What a Passion also now gets blinkers fitted on Sunday, coupled with the fact that Samunga Kamala and Gareth Unsale, they've been teaming up with lots of success of late, so everything is pointing in one direction, and that is in the direction of What a Passion to win the opener, and that's my first choice selection ahead of 8, Winter Blessing. For that, I'm going with number 16, Aurelian, and fourth, number 11, Shogul. Second race. First leg of the bypot. You need to be on by 12:40. A maiden plate for 3-year-olds where 11 runners will line up and face the starter. Year number 10, Dry Land Dependent, Dean Cannemeyer, Craig Zaki at 1.33-1. 11 Johnny Boy is at 2-1 and is 4-1 bar those top two. Another one of those horses that I think stands out on the day, and that's number 10, Dry Land Dependent. This horse ran fourth on debut. Should have finished a lot closer, but was awkwardly placed above the 150-metre marks in running. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt. And with any amount of natural progress that can be expected, I do think that this horse will go very close to taking the lion's share of the prize money. So I'm going 10, Dry Land Dependent, ahead of number 11, Johnny Boy. For third, number 4, Amber Alert, and fourth, number 2, William of Orange. Third race on the programme, that happens to be the opening leg of the place Accumulator, and you need to be on by 13:15. A maiden plate for 3-year-olds where 10 runners will line up at the 1,200-metre mark. This is where we have an odds-on favourite, and this is the shortest price favourite of the day, and that is number 5, Son of Rafif. So maybe we can take the first 3 horses and play an all-to-come with those 3, maybe find another one later on in the day, but as such, the first treble should hopefully be the right way in order for us to build a kitty to get on a pick 6 as well for the afternoon. This horse at 0.83-1, that was a very, very promising debut run when finishing second behind Halala, was green, hung, but ran on very nicely in the closing stages. The horse that finished in third behind it was a horse called Buddy Boy, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line to give it a boost. Now, I do think Son of a Thief would have gained, with the benefit of that run under the belt, any amount of natural progress can be expected, and to me rates the horse to beat. So I'm going 5, Son of a Thief, ahead of 4, Winter in London, 6, Cognac, and 9, Play Worlds. Fourth race of the day is the first leg of the Pick 6. This is an open maiden, where 9 runners will line up at the 1,400-metre mark. Here, number 5, Jet Black Fire, is at 1.82-1 in the antipodes market. I was going to sort of go for it, but then I realized second run after this may just be in need of it. So I thought, let me look elsewhere. And I like the look of the second favorite, number three, Master Silvano. Informed jockey Serena Moodley rides for Stuart Ferry. Now, this horse certainly has also been showing good improvement of late. Stayed on nicely when third over 1,200 meters last time out. I think we'll enjoy the step up to 1,400 meter mark. And the horse that finished second ahead of it on that day was horse called Royal Sword, who has subsequently come out and franked that form line. Definitely well drawn in three, cannot be ignored in this kind of lineup, and for me, should be involved in the shakeups. I'm going three, Master Silvano, ahead of five, Jet Blackfire, six, Vencedor, and four, Pied Piper. Race five is leg one of Jackpot One. And if you're going to get involved with that jackpot, 14:25 is the off time of race number five. This is one of those races where I thought you're definitely going to have to play with a bit of cover, because you probably can make a case for more than one or two of them in this particular race. Number three, Tarotan Crier, has got Serena Moodley riding for Stuart Ferry. That one at 2.86 to 1. Then there's 10 Gorgeous Caper, 3.33 to 1. You can get 7.14, number four, Chipoli. One Roy Taking Off is at 7.14 to 1, 8 to 1 and upwards the others. So you can see there are a couple of them that you need to include. You're probably going to have to include the likes of number three, Tarotan Crier. This one found extra last time out when winning. Certainly more improvement to come as far as that one is concerned. Likewise, same can be said about number 10, Gorgeous Cape. But I like horse from the stable of Mike and Matthew de Kock. Callan Murray takes the ride. This horse is always there or thereabout. Was staying on nicely last time out when it finished six on the poly track. But it's the penultimate race that certainly caught my eye. When this horse came from last and was running on very strongly to be beaten 1.7 lengths by the winner. And that race was in similar company, class 5, that it is in again today. So, in a race of this nature, that kind of run, this horse should be competitive. And hence the reason he is my narrow first choice selection. Number 4, Chipoli, to win race number 5. Ahead of number 3, Tarotan Crier. 10, Gorgeous Cape. And 2, Connoisseur. We move on to race 6 on the program. It's a D Stakes, where 8 runners will line up at the 1,000-meter mark. And this is one of those races also where you probably could make a case for at least 3 or 4 of them. Keep fingers crossed that you've picked the right ones to safely see you through. Because year number 1, Capolino, is at 2.5 to 1. Number 4, Averni Goddess, or Averni Princess rather, is at 2.86 to 1. 3.33, number 7, Fascination. 4.55, number 8, T-Rex. 6.67, number 5, Wherever I Lay My Hat, and 8.33 to 1, and upwards the others. Where am I going? I thought, am I going to go for the favourite Navo Dancer? Then I realised 35 weeks ago since it was last seen in action, so probably going to be in need of that run. Averni Princess also comes back from an 18-week break, and as I kept looking, I thought maybe there is value to be had in this race. And when I got to number 5, Wherever I Lay My Hat, I saw that this horse finished 5.5 lengths behind Fate of Fortune. And I thought to myself, but hold on, there's another horse in this race that ran in that same race. And then I went back to the top and I realized that that horse was number 1, Capolino, who finished 1.1 lengths behind Fate of Fortune. Now, there is a 4.5 kilo swing at the weights between number 5, Wherever I Lay My Hat, to number 1, Capolino. And that was for a 4.4 length beating, which means that the two of them literally should finish right alongside of each other. My only concern about Wherever I Lay My Hat, who is my narrow first choice selection, is that can leave it sometimes for too late, especially in the rundown to the wire, whereas number 1, Capolino, will in all likelihood be up there with the speed and staying on gamely in the rundown to the wire. But I'm going to side with number 5, Wherever I Lay My Hat. This one is at 6.67 to 1, a nice each-way selection, ahead of number 1, Capolino. For third, I'm going with number 2, Navajo Dancer, and fourth, number 4, Averni Princess. We move on to race 7 on the card. Race 7 is a progress plate, and this race is to be run over 1,000 metres. 8 runners will line up and face the starter for race 7 on the card. And if you're looking for that fourth one, to include in the first treble, we could probably use number 6 Hierarchy. This was an eye-catching last run by number 6 Hierarchy when this horse finished third in the Debidon Stakes at grade 2 level. She's been off the track for a bit of a break, and in which time I think would have strengthened up, and by the conditions of this race, definitely the best weighted in this field. Now, this horse is also from the stable of Duncan Hulls, and what does my good friend Mr. Hull say in front of the winning form? He says, she's been rested, she's a decent filly, and can give a good account of herself. That is good enough for me. I'm going 6 Hierarchy to win it, ahead of 8 Luhamba Pambile, 2 Major Tommy, and 5 Dark Matter. On to race number 8 we go. Race 8 is a Class 4 Benchmark 80. 9 runners will line up at the 1600 metre mark. And again, one of those races where you need to play with a bit of cover. It is 2-1 number 7 Golden Rule. Next on offer is 1 Terminator 3.57-1. 4 Master Bomber 4.55-1. You can get 5.56-1 about number 8 Down by the River. And 7.14-1 and upwards the others. Where am I going in race 8? I'm going to look for a bit of value. I'm going to go with number 3, Master Bomber, as my first choice selection. This all stayed on nicely. Last time out when 3.3 lengths behind the winner. That was over the course and distance, and that form line has been franked by the horse that finished just behind it, called Umvelelo, who has subsequently come out and given that form line a bit of a boost. This horse has been a model of consistency, and I do think can be rewarded accordingly and should be a factor again in this kind of a lineup. So, 3 Master Bomber, ahead of 1 Terminator, 9 Global Movement, 7 Golden Rule are the selections in race number 8. And that takes us to 16:45 for the running of the last race on the card, a Class 4 Benchmark 80, where 11 runners will line up at the 1200 meter mark. And here number 8 Wild Justice is at 1.82-1. Next on offer is number 11 Circumbendibus at 4.55-1. 5-1 number 7 Counterattack. It's 6.25-1 about number 6 Real War. 12.5-1 both number 4 Now I Got You and 5 Dapper. And it's 14-1 and upwards the others. So, where do we go in the last race on the program? 8 Wild Justice. 1 run, and that was a debut win for Samunga Kamalo, Gareth Van Sale, and we do know that that is a formidable combination, and you can't ignore them. You'll leave them out at your own perils, but does come back from a 14-week break. May just need it. 11 Circumbendibus, second run after rest, also thought, may just need it. And then I thought to myself, as I'm going through it, who has probably got the most consistent form line as we work our way through them, and that took me to number 5, Dapper. This horse finished off very, very well last time out, despite being stowaway, losing 2 lengths, was certainly running on very, very strongly in the closing stages. And this horse happens to be from my good friend Mr. Howell's stable. And what does Mr. Howell say in front of the winning form? Mr. Howell's in front of the winning form says to us that Dapper, dropping in trip, if jumping on terms, can give a good account of himself. Good enough for me. Let's go. 5 Dapper to beat number 8 Wild Justice. 6 Real War and 7 Counterattack as the selections in the last race on the card. And that takes care of racing on Sunday afternoon at Hollywood Bet Scottsville. Trust you've had an enjoyable and profitable weekend's racing. Till next time, from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.